And if you tuned in last year and heard Greg talking about taking a year to observe your garden and your landscape and space, and you've done that, you're ultra prepared to take on more than just planting a little small square foot garden today. And we've got a lot of great information. And if you want to join the conversation or talk through your observations or what you're trying to plant and grow your edible garden, an orchard, whatever the case may be, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Mr. Peterson,
permaculture. Wow, are there any more ways to get a hold of you?
You know, there is. Mom does monitor social media.
I think
there's a Facebook page.
Yeah, just put up the link for that class, Greg, that you're giving online.
Thank you.
But the only way is
Go ahead, Ruth.
The only way I guarantee during the broadcast I'll see it, because like you said, there's only so many ways. I've got one screen here for text, I got one screen here for phone, and I got one screen here for email. Three is my limit. So if you want it in the broadcast, those are the three ways.
Or you can call me or check us out on Facebook.
There you go. So I, you know, when this whole thing went down, I asked myself, what can I do? What can I do to contribute? And this is, you know, it's like I teach. So let's go.
Let's go. And we're teaching right now. You've got permaculture ethics. I didn't know there was ethics in permaculture.
Oh, yeah. Well, so it's really quite simple. It's care for the earth, care for the people, and care for our future, or share the surplus. Care for the earth is, you know, that's pretty obvious. It's a permaculture is a model for earth stewardship and taking care of the environment around us. And really what we want to do is put natural systems in place, kind of like in a forest, and increase biodiversity. I do a lot of care for the people part, where I'm teaching and using sustainable design to teach people. And we'll talk about sustainable here in a little while. Again, we want to increase biodiversity, strengthen and enliven our local culture. You know, how can we, just like buying into a local business, we want to buy into our local environments. And build our local economies, and want to harvest our indigenous knowledge. You know, it's been two years ago now, we bought that mesquite bean mill. And, you know, we talked about it on the show last year, and the mesquite bean mill is really a teaching tool, plus a mill to turn mesquite beans, a native food, into flour. So that's the care for the people part. And my favorite one is share the surplus, or care for the future. What do we do with all this surplus that we get? Because one of the things that I've discovered over the past 40 years of living on the planet and studying this stuff, I'm older than 40, but really studying this stuff, is that the only place that lack lives, not having enough, is between our ears. Because when I look at the abundance, the sheer abundance that comes out of your fruit trees in your yard, or this time of year, the weeds in our yard, you know, there's no lack there, no lack at all.
I squeezed more oranges and grapefruits this year than probably the last two or three years. I have citrus buds coming on the tree right now, and still produce from last season that's still good.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's the cool thing about citrus. Planting citrus is amazing. You know, we talk about this in my fruit tree program every year, but it stays on the tree a long time, unlike peaches. You know, peaches we get maybe 2 weeks. Citrus, we can literally get 4 to 5 months of citrus off of trees. I've got, I'm harvesting in my neighborhood grapefruits, which are amazingly sweet now that they've been on the tree this long. I've got Trevita oranges, which is an amazing navel-like orange that I'm still harvesting. And I've got Arizona sweet oranges, Olin lemons, that are still on the tree. That's one of my favorite things about citrus, is how long we get to harvest them.
And the birds don't seem to sit there and pick at them like they will the peaches. That two-week window, you're constantly battling a lot of other critters that enjoy what your tree has put out. But citrus, you know, you got some bugs and insects that'll bore, but, you know, it's nowhere near the kind of damage the birds can do to it. So more with right. Farmer Greg. If you would like to sign up for his online free online classes that they're doing daily, iwanttogarden.com. More right after this.